Good morning. It is in good to be in the house of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
And we open our Bible and read Psalms chapter 25. Psalms chapter 25. Unto thee, O Lord, do I lift up my soul. O my God, I trust in thee. Let me not be ashamed. Let not mine enemies triumph over me. Yea, let none that wait on thee be ashamed. Let them be ashamed which transgress without cause. Show me thy ways, O Lord. Teach me thy paths. Lead me in thy truth, and teach me, for thou art the God of my salvation. On thee I will wait all the day. Remember, O Lord, thy tender mercies and thy loving kindness. For they have been over of old. Remember not the sins of my youth, nor my transgressions. According to thy mercy, remember thou me for thy goodness' sake, O Lord. Good and upright is the Lord. Therefore will he teach sinners in the way. The meek will he guide in judgment, and the meek will he teach his way. All the paths of the Lord are mercy and truth unto such as keep his covenant and his testimonies. For thy name's sake, O Lord, pardon my iniquity, for it is great. What man is he that feareth the Lord? Him shall he teach in the way that he shall choose. His soul shall dwell at ease, and his seed shall inherit the earth. The secret of the Lord is with them that fear him, and he will show them his covenant. Mine eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. Turn thee unto me, and have mercy upon me, for I am desolate and afflicted. The troubles of my heart are enlarged. O bring thou me out of my distresses. Look upon my affliction and my pain, and forgive all my sins. Consider mine enemies, for there are many, and they hate me with cruel hatred. O keep my soul and deliver me. Let me not be ashamed, for I put my trust in thee. Let integrity and uprightness preserve me, for I wait on thee. Redeem, O Israel, O God, out of all his trouble.
Amen.
Amen. Let us now give thanks to God for all the blessings we receive from him.
Amen.
Lord, we thank you for your faithfulness, your goodness, your tender loving care to us. Thank you for all answered prayers, for the salvation, for the wonders and miracles, for the holy you sustain us. Thank you, Lord, for countless blessings you bestow upon us. We thank you and praise you in whatever situation we pass through. We honor you, we praise you, and obey you, Lord, in Jesus' name. Let us now confess our sins to God. Lord, we humble down before you. Lord, we confess and renounce our sins. As you said in your word, Lord, if we confess our sins, he is faithful and just to forgive our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness. Forgive us our stubbornness, unforgiveness, anger, the spirit of doubt, laziness, bad stewardship, breaking the Sabbath, worldliness, and lack of self-control. Once, Lord, cleanse us and purify us. We commit once again ourselves not to do them again. Let us now pray for our personal petitions and requests to God. Hear our prayer, Lord, and listen to our cry. We believe in your promises that whatever we ask according to your will, you will answer us, Lord. We pray you make a way and help us and meet all our needs in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our family, pray for your husband, pray for your wife, pray for your children, pray for your parents, pray for your siblings. Lord, we praise you and thank you for all the families who will be a good who will be a good example to the people around them. We pray, Lord, to bless them, sustain them, and protect them from the work of the devil. Help them, Lord, to continue to do your will in their lives. We pray, Lord, to anoint each husband with the Holy Ghost to lead their families, the path that you want them to go through. Give them wisdom, Lord, good health, strength, and good income. We pray for every wife to bless them. Give them strength. Help them to live a submissive life to your word and to their husband. Help them, Lord, as a parents to unite to training and their children in holy living. We pray, Lord, help them to be a like Christ image to their children. We pray for the children to be obedient to your word and to their parents. We pray our parents, Lord, to grant them good health and strength as they do their responsibilities and be a blessing to others. We pray for our siblings, Lord, lead them in the right way of life. We pray for all the single parents that you strengthen them and provide for them to raise the children in a godly way. In Jesus' name. Let us now pray for our jobs. Lord, we thank you for our jobs that you've given to us. We pray, Lord, to bless our jobs and the places that we are working. We commit ourselves to obey our earthly master. We pray to give us new clients, new investors, customer, and income, so we will receive our salaries on time and give our tithes, offering, and first fruits. Help us, Lord, to be a good example to others. Bless the work of our hands and help us to do your will in our lives. Lord, bring your salvation to the people that we are working with in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our brothers and sisters in need. Lord, we lift up unto your hands our brethren, bless them, anoint them with the Holy Spirit, and lead them in the path that you want them to go. Help them to persevere, to be faithful in facing the pressure of this world. Lord, we pray to protect them, provide for them, heal them, Lord, and solve their problems. Embrace them with your love in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for our neighbors, colleagues, relatives, people back homes in our countries, and those whom we are meeting in the streets, in our accommodations, in our working places, to be seen. Lord, we ask your Holy Spirit to be with us in preaching of your word to them. We pray to do miracles and wonders in the life of the lost souls.
Yes.
Lord, we pray to put in our mouth the best way how to evangelize, to teach them. We pray, Lord, open their hearts and minds to believe and obey your word that we are giving to them in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the UAE and the extension of the church in Oman, in Kuwait, in Iraq, in Pakistan, India, Philippines, Sri Lanka, Indonesia, Armenia, America, Sierra Leone, and Malawi. Lord, we thank you and praise you for all the places that you allow your church to expand. Lord, we pray to bless and help my brethren in those countries. We pray for the salvation of the lost in all those countries. Lord, we pray, give us favor in the sight of those who are in the government and provide for all the logistic and documentation needed. Lord, reduce in the government and provide for all the logistic and documents needed. Lord, we pray to reduce in the price of the rent, water, electricity, internet, telephone, transport, petrol, and gas cylinder in all those places. Lord, we commit ourselves to be a good example to them by obeying in the rules and regulation and laws in those countries to be a good citizens. Lord, protect the rules and regulations. Lord, protect and prosper all those places. We too, your church, will be prosper in the name of Jesus. Let us now pray for the church and the low ministries of the church to grow. Pray for more evangelism, more Bible study groups, more congregation to be planted. Pray for more people to get water baptized and more workers to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Pray and commit yourself to serve God. Lord, we lift up unto you all the ministries of the church. We pray to bless and spread the congregation to the other places and countries not yet been reached by your gospel. We pray to reveal yourself to them, Lord, through visions and dreams. Lord, we pray to bless the church school, church clinic, church banking, farming ministry, watchmen ministry, children and youth under their parents, wives under their husband, the translation ministry, the publication, and the website. Lord, we pray to go before us and open to us effective doors to reach the lost. Lord, we pray for the backsliders to come back to you and back to the church. We pray for more families and workers to join the church, and we pray for unity among the church members. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, we pray to grant us spiritual gifts that we need for your church to be built. Help us, Lord, that the fruit of the Holy Spirit manifests in us in the name of Jesus. Let us pray for our service. Lord, we pray for our service today. Anoint us and refill us once again with the Holy Spirit. Humble us, Lord, in order to honor you in our lives as we're living sacrifice unto your presence. Lord, help us, Lord, to obey and follow you more and do your will in our lives. Lord, bless our prayer, our songs, our giving, and the message today. Lord, let your message transform us and change us to be like you, that we may bring glory, adoration in your precious holy name. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name.
Amen. Amen.
Let us now stand and worship the Lord and praises and sing.
Your presence to sing. Will be a token of thanksgiving to you, Lord God, for the things that you have done in our lives. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you once more, Lord God. Truly, Lord God, we have come to this presence of yours, O Lord God, because of your grace and your love to us. Change. Lord, we can soar with you, O Lord God, by the power of your love in our lives. We thank you, O Lord God. With all I am, I come to you, O Lord. I commit myself to you, to worship you, to honor you, and to adore you. Glory of God the Father. Thank you, Lord God. That's why we come to you. We we worship you, we sing to glorify your holy name. The reason we come to you, O Lord God, the reason we come to worship you and sing to you and cry to your name, because we know that you have promised to your people, to those whom you have called, that all things will work together for good to those whom you have called and whom you have called to do your service. Thank you, Lord. And we, O Lord, have loved you, O Lord, with an everlasting love. We'll continue to worship you and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Let us now collect our tithes and offering unto God. Malachi chapter 3, verses 10 to 12. Bring ye all the tithes into the storehouse, that there be any meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, saith the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, and pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, saith the Lord of hosts. And all nations shall call you blessed, for ye shall be a delightsome land, saith the Lord of hosts. Yes, Lord, we praise you and we magnify your name. Thank you, Lord, for all the blessing you receive from you. We honor you, Lord, for all. Let it be your word be upon your people to accomplish and fulfill, as you said, that you open the windows of heaven and rebuke the devourer in our lives, Lord. Help us, Lord, to be a blessing to others, Lord, that they may see, oh God, that we are blessed by you, oh God. This all we ask and pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.
I am reading from the message of Dr. Ramesh, entitled Watchman Part 5, Nehemiah, Final Reforms. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, we praise you and thank you, Lord, for this day. Lord, we pray, open our eyes to see and our ears to hear, and melt away everything that hinders in serving you in our lives, Lord. In Jesus' name, amen. Nehemiah, as watchman, continued to establish all the mandatory arrangement to make the people settle peacefully in and around Jerusalem with peace and with full understanding and clear responsibility given to all the people. To every one of the priests and Levites, he gave them responsibility and task to do. Therefore, in the same way, we should endeavor to do the following. Number one, watch that everyone should be appointed to do certain responsibility in the body of Christ. At the time of the dedication of the walls of Jerusalem, we can read part of Nehemiah's good arrangement and administration. Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 44 to 47. Nehemiah chapter 12, verses 44 to 47. And at that time were some appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities the portion of the law for the priests and Levites. For Judah rejoiced for the priests and for the Levites that waited. And both the singers and the porters kept the word of their God and the word of the purification, according to the commandment of David and of Solomon his son. For in the days of David and Asaph of old there were chief of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto God. And all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel and in the days of Nehemiah give the portions of the singers and the porters every day his portion, and they sanctified holy things unto the Levites, and the Levites sanctified them unto the children of Aaron. Watchmen were appointed to watch and care of what are stored in the storeroom. The priests and the Levites were doing their duties well and maintained holiness, purification, and that motivated the people to continue to bring their contributions and offering to maintain God's service. When you serve God and do your ministry well and nurture the people well toward holiness, then they will be motivated and led by God to bring what is due from first fruits, tithes, and offerings to maintain God's church and ministry. The ministry of the praise and worship were taken care and workers appointed and assigned to maintain songs of praise and thanksgiving to God. You will grasp further reform and what ordained for you as watchman from Nehemiah chapter 13. Number two, watch that certain people cannot be part and keep inside the church unless they are repented. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 1 to 3. On that day, they read in the book of Moses in the audience of the people, and therein was found written that the Ammonite and the Moabite should not come into the congregation of God forever. Mm-hmm. Because they meet not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them, that he should curse them. Howbeit our God turned the curse into a blessing. Now it came to pass, when they had heard the law, that they separated from Israel all the mixed multitude. The Ammonites and the Moabites were the descendants of Lot. They were the product of incest. Incest, as a definition, is a sexual relation between relatives who are forbidden by law to marry. For example, between father and daughter, or mother and son. The Ammonites and the Moabites were the product of the sexual relationship of Lot with his daughters under the influence of alcohol. People who are living in a similar way, and people who does not wish us good and their spirit against us, or even curse us because they meet not the children of Israel with bread and with water, but hired Balaam against them that he should curse them. Or who promote immoralities among us, as Balaam taught the Moabites, to entice the Israelites to commit sin against God, as we can read here, Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 3. Numbers chapter 25, verses 1 to 3. And Israel abode in Shechem, and the people began to commit whoredom with the daughters of Moab. And they called the people unto the sacrifices of their gods. And the people did eat and bow down to their gods. And Israel joined himself unto Baal-peor, and the anger of the Lord was kindled against Israel. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. Revelation chapter 2, verse 14. But I have a few things against thee, because thou hast there them that hold the doctrine of Balaam, who taught Balak to cast a stumbling block before the children of Israel, to eat things sacrificed unto idols, and to commit fornication. Therefore, we need to be watchful that such people shall not infiltrate the rank of the church and snare or push others to sin. Mm-hmm. Number three, watch that certain workers or leaders will not use their authority to abuse and use the resources of the church to support people who have destructive effect on the ministry. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 4 to 9. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 4 to 9. And before this, Eliashib the priest, having the oversight of the chamber of the house of our God, was allied unto Tobiah. And he had prepared for him a great chamber where aforetime they laid the meat offerings, the frankincense and the vessels and the tithes of the corn, the new wine and the oil, which was commanded to be given to the Levites and the singers and the porters and the offerings of the priests. But in all this time was not I at Jerusalem, for in the 230th year of Artaxerxes, King of Babylon came I unto the king, and after certain days obtained I leave of the king. And I came to Jerusalem and understood of the evil that Eliashib did for Tobiah in preparing him a chamber in the courts of the house of God. And it grieved me sore. Therefore, I cast forth all the household stuff to Tobiah out of the chamber. Then I commanded and cleansed the chambers, and thither brought I again the vessels of the house of God with the meat offering and the frankincense. Even when we appoint people to do certain ministries, as here Eliashib the priest had been put in charge of the storerooms of the house of God, we still need to continue to watch over them and check if they are keeping the instructions that we gave to them. Those whom we appointed certain times, they are under pressure or tempted, so they may do mistakes. Therefore, we need to keep eye to deal with evil if it happening. Be watchful and take a correct measure to deal with evildoers and those who are enemies of God, who infiltrate the church, who are corruptive and manipulative and try to live in opportunistic way, which would promote wickedness and work of the devil among us. You should know and be ready that brave and bold decision for correction needed to be taken when things go in wrong direction. Number four, watch that the tithes and offerings are collected carefully from all the church members, and watch for the wise and fruitful use of the church income. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 10 to 14. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 10 to 14. And I perceive that the portions of the Levites had not been given them, for the Levites and the singers that did the work were fled, everyone to his field. Then contended I with the rulers and said, why is the house of God forsaken? And I gathered them together and set them in their place. Then brought all Judah the tithe of the corn and the new wine and the oil unto the treasuries. And I made treasurers over the treasuries, Shelemiah the priest and Sadok the scribe, and of all the Levites, Pedaiah, and next to them was Hanan, the son of Zakur, the son of Mataniah, for they were counted faithful, and their offices was to distribute unto their brethren. Remember me, O my God, concerning this, and wipe not out my good deeds that I have done for the house of my God and for the offices thereof. Keep clean record of the church's income with proper labels for all the tithe and first fruit givers and the amount given, as well as the rest of the offering and proper records of all expenses with full details. Also, I admonish all the workers and all the leaders and pastors to teach and admonish the people to bring their tithes, first fruits, and offerings into the storehouse of God, so the spiritual food in the church will continue to be available for the lost and for the people to be discipled. The tithes, the first fruits, and the offerings will be used to support the living of the workers and the pastors of the congregations who are doing the work of God. Number five, watch that the rule of the Sabbath is observed by all. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 22. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 15 to 22. In those days saw I in Judah some treading wine presses on the Sabbath, and bringing in shelves and lading ashes, as also wine, grapes, and figs, and all manner of burdens with which they brought into Jerusalem on the Sabbath day. And I testified against them in the day wherein they sold beetles. There were dwelt men of Tyre also therein, which brought fish and all manner of ware, and sold on the Sabbath unto the children of Judah and in Jerusalem. Then I contended with the nobles of Judah, and said unto them, what evil thing is this that ye do, and profane the Sabbath day? Did not your fathers thus, and did not our God bring all this evil upon us and upon the city? Yet ye bring more wrath upon Israel by profaning the Sabbath. And it came to pass that when the gates of Jerusalem began to be dark before the Sabbath, I commanded that the gates should be shut, and charged that they should not be opened till after the Sabbath. And some of my servants set I at the gates, that there should no burden be brought in on the Sabbath day. So the merchants and sellers of all kind of ware lodged without Jerusalem once or twice. Then I testified against them and said unto them, why lodge ye about a wall? If you do so again, I will lay hands on you. From that time forth came they no more on the Sabbath. And I commanded the Levites that they should cleanse themselves, and that they should come and keep the gates to sanctify the Sabbath day. Remember me, O my God, concerning this also, and spare me according to the greatness of thy mercy. Every member should attend the church services on weekly basis and get involved in various prayer meetings and Bible studies. Everyone should observe one day rest in a week, a rest for the physical body and refreshment for the weary soul. Also, you should watch that people will not come to the church for a wrong purpose, looking for girls, finding job, getting business, finding customers, selling and buying, etc. Such people, if they will get inside the church, their presence will invite troubles in the life of the church and the ministries. I pray and I call for discernment for all the workers to observe all these details so that our worship to God will be acceptable and our ministries will be fruitful in making disciples and raising up genuine people. Amen. Who love and fear God. Number six, watch and deal appropriately with the unlawful marriages. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 23 to 30. Nehemiah chapter 13, verses 23 to 30. In those days also saw I Jews that had married wives of Ashdod, of Ammon, and of Moab. And their children spake half in the speech of Ashdod, and could not speak in the Jews' language, but according to the language of each people. And I contended with them, and cursed them, and smote certain of them, and plucked off their hair, and made them swear by God, saying, ye shall not give your daughters unto their sons, nor take their daughters unto your sons, or for yourselves. Did not Solomon, king of Israel, send by these things? Yet among many nations was there no king like him who was beloved of his God. And God made him king over all Israel. Nevertheless, even him did outlandish women cause to sin. Shall we then hearken unto you to do all this great evil, to transgress against our God in marrying strange wives? And one of the sons of Jehoiada, the son of Eliashib, the high priest, was son-in-law to Sanballat the Horonite. Therefore, I chase him from me. Remember them, O my God, because they have defiled the priesthood and the covenant of the priesthood and of the Levites. Thus cleanse I them from all strangers, and appointed the wards of the priests and the Levites, everyone in his business. Certain marital situation that does not glorify God and brings disgrace to him and set bad example to others, needed to be sorted out in a manner that glorify God and bring order and discipline inside the church. K persons and workers who are put in charge of services, these should be the first people to give good example and sound teaching about marriage. They should not approve marriages with non-believers, divorce, or remarriage. Or a single parent to marry not the father nor the mother of her or his child or children. If they will do that, then they will bring disorders and lead others to do wrong. If such things happen, such co-workers needed to be admonished, disciplined, and if it is needed, the ministry should be taken away from them, so order will be reinstated and others will take heed and not to do wrong. Number 7, watch and maintain the flow of the people, first fruit and various contribution to maintain the service at God's church. Nehemiah 13:31. And for the wood offering at times appointed, and for the first fruits, remember me, O my God, for good. When the workers' needs are secured, temptations are minimized, and discipline will be well maintained. God will reward you and will reward everyone who will work to maintain the system and the arrangement that God had ordained for his church to pass through. My dear and beloved, 1 Timothy 5:17. 1 Timothy 5:17, let the elders that rule will be counted worthy of double honor, especially they who labor in the word and doctrine. Apply the message in your life and be a faithful watchman who watch and care for God's church and the ministry under your care. Commit yourself that you will do your best to support God's service in his church. Let us all stand and let us pray. Father God, I come before you in the name of Jesus, who died on the cross for my sins and rose from the dead to give me eternal life. Lord, thank you for your word that opened my eyes to see the truth from the scripture. Lord, thank you for all what you have placed in my hand. And thank you for all the teaching, the encouragement, and the correction that we receive from you and your word. Now, confess and renounce all your sins. Confess and renounce your disorder, lack of good stewardship, and your lack of the fear of God. Confess and renounce your compromises, your corruption, and condoning the sins of certain people inside the church. Confess and renounce your worldliness, doing your own will and following your own plan. Confess and renounce your condoning for unlawful marriages. Confess and renounce your irregularity to come to the church and your unwillingness to give your tithes, first fruits, and your offerings in full. Confess and renounce your lack of discernment and your non-willingness to serve Christ and suffer for him. Lord, forgive me. I repent of the following sins. Lord, I commit myself to abide with your word in doing your will and whatever you had planned for me. Lord, I put in your service everything that you have given to me in order that your ministry and your church will go forward in reaching the lost. Lord, give me discernment and watchfulness to observe and to take timely and precise decision to glorify your name and bring honor to you. Lord, I commit my life into your hand. Take me and make me a faithful and fruitful watchman for your glory. Lord, give me good health to continue to serve you. This is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. My brothers and sisters who committed themselves to obey you and start to serve you and be faithful watchmen and watchwomen. Lord, reward them and prosper their families, children, and ministries. Lord, make them good testimonies that others may see you in their lives and start to follow you. Lord, bless us as your church and sustain us to continue to implement your word in the life of your church and in the life of our members, workers, and families. Lord, give us discernment and lead us with your spirit to take the right decision. Lord, we commit ourselves to do our responsibilities well as watchmen and watchwomen for your church. Lord, raise up more faithful watchmen and watchwomen to serve you and do your works and your will. Lord, refill us with the Holy Spirit and lead us to evangelize, making new disciples and training new workers to plant new Bible studies and congregations for the church. Lord, we pray for more people to be water baptized and receive the Holy Spirit baptism. Lord, fulfill the vision of the church, multiplication in peace with implementing the whole will of God. Lord, bless us, enlarge our territory. Let your hand be with us and free us from harm so that we will not feel pain. May the grace of the Lord Jesus and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with us all. In Jesus' name, amen.
Your way and the waters of your hand. Lord, is love.